like a dream. Peaches and cream, lips like strawberry wine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine.
Ringo Starr, and you are 16. You know, Craig, this is one of those songs that no matter how old you are, when you sing the song, you feel very youthful. And it's a fun song to sing this morning as we talk this morning with Tracy Murphy from the Abbeywood Senior Living Community. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
I bet you have a lot of youthful seniors at the center there that come by and are part of the community.
Absolutely. Age is just a state of mind, right?
Exactly. Now, you have a spring open house.
We do. Yes, it's coming up on Tuesday, April 21st. It's from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Abbeywood. And this year, our spring open house is focusing around our variety of apartment layouts that we have currently available. We have brought in some wonderful furniture so we can decorate the apartment so you can actually come in and see what an apartment setup can look like as you bring your own furniture in when you move. But a lot of times people want to see exactly how much space that they have, and you can't really picture that if the rooms are empty. So we have three different floor plans that we're going to be showcasing on Tuesday that people can take a walk through and get a feel for what the lifestyle is like at the Abbeywood.
How much room can one have?
They can have a lot. We have studio apartments, which are still have a wonderful kitchenette and a full-size bathroom and plenty of room for sleeping and relaxing and entertaining visitors. If you want something a little bit bigger, we have one-bedroom apartments where you actually have a separation between your living and your sleeping area. And then we are also showcasing our one-bedroom deluxe apartments, which are perfect for couples because they have two bathrooms and extra square footage and extra storage. So we will be showcasing those on Tuesday.
And it gives people a chance to, as you say, kind of go through, look at opportunities. When it's staged like that, it gives them a sense of, I guess, how things can work. And I think the key you mentioned about people bringing their own stuff, then that's when they put their personal touch with it. That's when they make it feel like their next home, as it were.
Absolutely. They can hang pictures on the walls. They can hang curtains or valances. They can decorate any way that they want. And that truly makes it feel like home. One of the things that they might want to do is bring some extra flowers, or if they choose a patio apartment, to put some pots out there, which leads me into one of the great things that we're doing this spring is we're getting our garden club started. And our residents are pulling together and picking out different types of plantings, both flowers and herb gardens, to showcase throughout our courtyards. We'll also be planting some vegetables, and then we'll be using those herbs and those vegetables in our meals through our Abbeywood kitchen.
You keep people very active. Beyond that, what else do you have on tap in the spring and summer?
We do our country cruises, which are a lot of fun. As you know, we have some wonderful things to see here in Lorain County. So we take a trip each week where we fill up our shuttle bus and go around the county to see the different sites. And then, of course, right downtown Elyria here, they have the concerts in the park. And we have a special section of the park that is reserved for the Abbeywood, where we set up lawn chairs for our residents. We pack a picnic lunch that's homemade in the kitchen and bring our residents down to enjoy a wonderful afternoon of music and lunch on the square here.
I guess you also bring music sometimes to your own courtyard there, too.
We do. We do. We have entertainment on a weekly basis. Different people come in and showcase their musical talents for us. We like to do it out in the courtyards or inside the building if the weather's not participating for us.
Now, speaking of the weather, you've just gone through a winter when everyone's indoors. Is there a whole change in attitude around the place when the birds start making a little more noise and you see the daffodils coming up?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Now, this winter, we did something special for the first time. We had winter stays where seniors could come and stay with us for 3 to 6 months if they wanted to. Sort of like instead of flying south for the winter, they flew into the Abbeywood and stayed with us for that period of time. Many people found it very enjoyable and have stayed. Others have gone back to their homes. But with the weather being so terrible, they enjoyed being inside and still having active social things to do. Now, with the spring coming, everybody's kind of jumping into the outdoor activities. And we are actually seeing some people calling us and saying, my parents want to come and visit us this summer, but we don't really have the space. Can they come and stay at the Abbeywood for a month or two this summer? And absolutely. So We did our winter stays. Now we're doing our summer stays.
This just seems to be a different way of to serve the community in that sense. It's kind of unique, and I don't know if many people are aware of that.
No, not too many, and that's why we wanted to get it out today, because with our month-to-month lease options, there's so much flexibility to meet the needs of seniors in our community. The Abbeywood has always been very community-oriented, so we're always looking at ways that we can improve our services and offer to the community what they're looking for, and these short-term stays around the seasons have seemed to be very beneficial. We also do respite stays, so if you are a family that's taking a vacation and are caring for an older adult, and maybe they're not willing to travel, but you're not really wanting them to stay back at home alone, they can come at the stay at the Abbeywood in a furnished apartment for, you know, 2 days, a week, couple weeks, whatever it might be. So a lot of flexibility there, too.
That seems quite a lot of flexibility. And again, you have this open house coming up on Tuesday from 2 until 4. Besides just kind of guiding people around, what other things maybe do you have planned for this open house to just get people to see exactly not only the facility, the room, but the people, the atmosphere, what goes on there?
We do have a performer coming in, and so there will be some music that you can enjoy. We will also have refreshments, as well as our current residents that you can talk to and actually ask some questions and find out, you know, one-on-one, what is it really like to live here?
And you have some suites available now?
We do. We have some limited availability, so we're going to be showcasing those that are currently available for immediate move-in between now and the end of May.
I thought you were talking about refreshments when you said there were suites available. I thought, well, I would show up just to enjoy that.
No, those two.
A little bit of getting a chance. When people are coming to that, I guess, do they see their former neighbors there, or people, is it kind of like word of mouth recommendation? Somebody in a neighborhood maybe transitions to this, and then they're still in contact with neighbors that may be in a situation where they could probably take advantage of coming into the Abbeywood too?
Absolutely. It has been fascinating to me in the 3 years that I've been at the Abbeywood how often somebody just pops in for a tour, and as they're walking around and they're looking at the names on the apartments or seeing people in the hallway, they say, wow, my kids went to school with their kids, or that's my old neighbor, or oh my goodness, we were classmates 70 years ago. So I tell people, if you have a connection to Elyria or Grafton, all roads seem to lead to the Abbeywood, and the reconnections and the friendships that just spark back up are amazing to see.
It's the Abbeywood Senior Living Community at 1210 South Abbey Road in Elyria. If people want to find out about Abbeywood as well as this open house coming up, what's a good way for them to check that out?
They can call and ask for Tracy Murphy, 440-366-8980. And of course, they can stop in from 2 to 4 on Tuesday. Or if they'd like a more personal tour, we are happy to schedule those around their schedule as well.
Tracy Murphy with the Abbeywood Senior Living Community, thank you for stopping up. Appreciate your time this morning.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.